Since the coronavirus pandemic started, local health authorities have shied away from recommending we wear masks, but that's now changed in a shift triggered by high rates of community transmission in Victoria. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says Melburnians should now wear masks in situations where they can't maintain social distancing. And Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is backing him up. Gavin Coote reports.
As health authorities try to get on top of the COVID-19 outbreak in Melbourne, wearing a mask is now going to play a greater role.
It's a balancing up the risks and the benefits, and that shifts as the prevalence in the surrounding community changes.
Deakin University epidemiologist Professor Catherine Bennett thinks Australian health authorities have been right not to recommend wearing masks until now.
Previously, where there was a small risk in the community, we were concerned about, you know, the number of masks available to the clinical workers and so on. And so there was a demand issue. But there really wasn't seen to be great benefit for people because unless you wear them properly, unless they're fitted properly, if you fiddle with them, you're not only not really giving yourself the extra protection that they might offer, you could be putting yourself at more risk.
But the official advice has now shifted for the coronavirus hotspots of Melbourne and the nearby Mitchell Shire. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Nick Coatsworth, is encouraging people in these areas to wear a mask in public if they're unable to physically distance. University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely thinks it's common sense that the message has been tweaked.
Certainly the evidence has shifted, clearly showing that mask wearing for viruses like the COVID virus reduces transmission by up to 80%. And I think that's causing some shift in the dialogue. I do think we need to be more seriously considering using masks.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says National Cabinet will have the opportunity to hear Victoria's position when it meets today. In the meantime, he's offering this suggestion.
I think people will need to make their own masks. I don't think there should be a rush on buying single-use masks, for example, and some masks that are able to be purchased retail aren't necessarily good for rewashing and reuse over days and days.
Professor Sutton says health authorities will soon issue some guidance about how to make masks. University of Technology Sydney design and fashion historian Emily Brayshaw likes the idea.
If people are making their own masks, they're not trying to buy medical grade equipment, which can divert precious resources from hospitals, right? So that's a really great thing for people to be doing. Having said that, you really need to follow the specifications for the masks, and you do need to follow the rules around hand washing, washing the masks, disposing of the masks, not touching the masks. Otherwise, they simply won't work.
Professor Tony Blakely believes homemade masks can take the pressure off health supplies, but he says clear information from the authorities is going to be needed pretty quickly.
All masks help, and some are better than others, but basically, given the situation we're in now, as much mask wearing as possible in those indoor environments where you can't avoid close contact, which I think for Melburnians is largely public transport when you go into the supermarket, that type of environment.
That's Melbourne University epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely, ending Gavin Coote's report.